Thank you for listening to the Streams Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. We are a community that strives to know Jesus and make him known. If you like our podcast, subscribe and leave us a great rating on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy.
I got my wife a fiddle leaf. She loves this plant. We brought one all the way over from California, and it just recently just kind of...
It went to be with Jesus.
It went to be with Jesus.
I hope it was safe.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sean. That's nice of you. Oh, thank you.
She's the best.
Okay. So we are moving up kids. We're promoting our little children's church. So some kids are moving from nursery to toddlers, toddlers to pre-K, pre-K to big kids church. So I wanted to honor those students that are here today. I don't have everybody here, unfortunately. But those that are here, I'm going to bring you up. You get a prize. And I'm going to tell all the church about you. And we're going to pray for you, little dudes. And actually, it's just little dudes. Okay, here we go. Here we go. So then my first little friend, John M., where is he? John, can you come up here? Where is he? Come on, bud. Come with me. Come here, buddy. I got him a little certificate. John, here's your certificate. Look how cute he is. Okay, so John's awesome. He usually is running a Chick-fil-A in the playground area. And people can come and give them the pretend orders, and he is very good about cooking some chicken nuggets. So good job, John. Here, John, can you hold this? That's your little gift for today. I know goodies are in there. Wait, you can't leave. I know, it's so hard. Okay, and then lastly, I know Liam Potowski, is he here? Liam, you want to come up with? Allie, you can come with him if he doesn't want to come alone. Liam is now, just by the way, John's going to... He went to pre-K, so it's kind of a big deal. And my friend Liam is moved from nursery to toddlers, so we're having some big growth. Here, Liam, here's this. And you probably want this more. Here you go. A bunch of prizes are in there. Okay, can we pray for these? Will you stretch a hand out and pray for these little dudes? Are you ready? Jesus, will you just help these guys grow and grow in you and know you more? Thank you so much for their life and what you have for them in the future. I thank you for little John and Mr. Liam. We just ask that you'll be with our kiddos as they promote and be with all the children's church workers that pour their heart out for these little guys and girls in your name. Amen. All right, can you give them a big cheer? All right, John. Also, I just wanted to, is Amy Newberry here today? She probably skipped town because I was going to highlight. Amy Newberry has served in children's church for a long time, and she is saying adios to Children's Church for a minute. So I just want to honor anybody that has served a long time in Children's Church. I am so thankful for all that. She was just so dedicated at pouring in those little dudes and girls, and she has been serving in pre-K for a long time. So I just love my helpers. If you are a kids' church leader or helper, can you put a hand in the sky if you're a kids' church? Look at this. This is awesome. And I just want to say thank you because I can't do that work back there without you. Literally. So thank you for every single one of you that have loved on a little heart, because they need so much love, and I love it. Okay, that's it, Sean. I'm good. Just make sure, I know that my two are not here, so I'll give the other two later.
Awesome. Well, we just got back from summer camp. Give it up for Isaac and Haley. They did a great job. All the
awesome
leaders.
You guys did awesome.
And he has got a little update for us all, so take it over.
Yes, good morning, church. If you don't know me, my name is Isaac, and I'm the youth pastor here along with all of our awesome youth leaders. And all of our youth leaders pretty much made it to camp, and we even had some bonus adults come with us. So if you didn't know, Sean and Susie were able to come to camp with us, and they were around, and so was our church administrator, Lori. She came to help out too. And our very own worship pastor, Ryan, came as well. And it was just, we had an awesome time. We did all kinds of stuff. We went to Knott's Berry Farm. We stayed at a brand new camp for the very first time, and they had dorms for us and housing for us and great, great meals for us, especially some of those breakfasts, right? Guys, you know what I'm talking about? And then we went to the beach on Thursday, and we had worship on the beach and all this other stuff. I have the one picture here, but I have a very special treat at the very end of this because we have a video for you. From our very own Allie Potowski. She put it together, and it is awesome. But before I go, I wanted to bring up a couple youth students that were able to go, and some seniors of ours, and they wanted to share some moments from camp. I'm going to do a little interview, so you have a little bit of a snapshot of what it was like to go to camp this year. Why don't you guys come on up? Thank you. Give it up for some of our youth students here. You might recognize David. He also plays the bass. David's just awesome in general. But I wanted to ask you guys a couple questions, and I'll kind of ask the question, and then maybe you answer and you kind of pass it down. But all of you are seniors, and for some of you, it was your first youth camp with us, but it's also your last youth camp with us because you guys are moving on to do great things. From your perspective, what was youth camp like? Just give me kind of your, what was youth camp like, and what did you like about it? Maybe you like, what was your favorite moment?
It was really fun to be around people, and I think hanging out with everyone and just having fun adventures was really fun, and just walking around and making fun of everyone and like having fun was just, yeah. Probably worship on the beach was really, that was a really nice moment.
For me, it was a lot of fun just hanging out. I bunked with him, so it was a lot of fun. Like, every morning we'd have all the guys come, I don't know why, but all the guys came into our room and we just all sat on our beds and just like talked about stuff. So that was a lot of fun, and just hanging out, like playing Gaga Ball and all those games and stuff. My favorite moment was on Thursday before we went to the beach. We all like went on our, like by ourselves or whatever, and just like read the word or whatever, and I just put on like my headphones and like listened to worship music, and that was really powerful to me. So just being in like God's creation like that.
Yeah, it was a really good time. I've been going to summer camp since 2017, and this is my last one, but this one was really neat. We were at like a great like campsite, like cabin thing, so we all had beds instead of the ground. And then like my favorite moment was like easily like Wednesday night small group. Like me and a couple guys, we had conversation just for hours after, you know, Susie's message. It was just like, you know, like there was the campfire, but I didn't get any marshmallows because we were talking theology the whole time. It was awesome. It was great.
I didn't introduce them properly, I realized too. This is Elizabeth. Give it up for Elizabeth. Garrison, and David Miglio. But you guys didn't put on your name tags. They don't know. See, that's why we have these bad boys. Our whole theme this last year, I don't know if you can't really tell on the shirts, but we were wearing them just last week, but we were talking about seeking the Lord, and we talked about different ways that we do that, how we do that, why we do that, and really what that looks like, you know, in different stages of life, especially right now. And you guys are in a different stage of life as some of our younger people. We had a lot of junior hires come as well, but you guys are going on to do great things, you know, outside of high school, outside of youth group, as young adults and contributing to the world and God's creation. And I hope that you guys learned some tools at this camp, but was there any moment that, like, that really stuck with you, maybe not your favorite moment, but a moment that stuck with you, or anything that you would like anyone in here to know? Because I know a lot of our speakers, like Sean and Susie, both shared, and Susie had this awesome lesson with really interactive groups and everything like that. But kind of looking back, is there anything that you would like anyone in here to know, kind of from youth camp? Any nuggets that you want to leave with them as a senior that went to youth camp?
During Susie's message, she was talking about how our soul is the spiritual, like, it's like the battleground with our flesh and our spirit. And that was really powerful because I didn't really think about it too much like that. But that got into our conversation, like David was saying. But it was really just like, when you really realize that, you kind of realize, yeah, like, my flesh and my spirit are fighting for, like, my soul, like, every single day and stuff. And it's hard to let the spirit win sometimes. And sometimes the flesh does win, but it's a hard battle to keep up with that, and that was really powerful, and it made me think a lot about that, so thank you.
Sure, I can take something. I'm not sure. It was, there was a lot to take from it, and there was a lot of awesome conversations that I had. Like I said, I've been going to summer camp since 2017 with Josh Bertowski over there. Hi. But, like, you know, like, I kind of had, like, a realization towards the end of camp where I was, like, you know, it became suddenly real that was, you know, that's the end of my time in, you know, Streams Youth. Just because, you know, I'm aging out. You know, it really reminded me how much I rely on that community, you know. Me and Josh were talking to McDonald's about how Miles and Alex are the same age that we were when we started doing summer camp. And that just kind of, you know, I know, it made it real. I've been growing up with these guys for a while, and that was really, you know, it was really cool. You know, it made me, you know, God is good, and it made me really grateful to have, you know, a community in this church.
Yes, thank you, guys. What's that? Elizabeth didn't have anything, so. Oh, you did? Oh, go ahead.
Okay. During Sean's message, we were talking about different ways that we can, like, seek the Lord, and one of the ways was, like, being in creation, and I knew, like, oh, yeah, God created, like, the world and everything, but I never thought, like, just sitting and being in his creation would be a way to, like, glorify him and, like, just look at the beautiful around us, and so that was really powerful. So now I've been, like, spending more time outside and, like, going on walks to just be in his creation, and so that's been really powerful for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much for sharing. Before you go, real quick, I just figured can we just say a prayer of thanksgiving for getting us safe, home safe, there safe, everywhere safe in California, and just that we had an awesome, memorable time with all these guys. Let's just pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for safety. We thank you for meeting us in California and meeting us in our small groups and our messages and just the opportunity that we have to do something as incredible as go to another state and you know, take 30 students, 30 people, and just spend time with you and your creation. Thank you for that, just that privilege. And we love you so much, Lord, and we just praise you this morning. And we just pray over all of our students that went, that they can remember moments that they had at camp with each other and moments with you, and just that we can seek you a little bit more each day. In your name we pray, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Have a seat, please. Thank you very much. Awesome. Maybe one more hand. Thank you. Very good. We do have an amazing video. Not to hype it up too much. It's really awesome. So we're going to play that, and then Pastor Sean's going to come on up.
Awesome, awesome. Allie, what a great video. Nice work. That is amazing. That was the youth pastor, Isaac, doing what they call as a sugar cookie. Don't know, I've never heard of that, but apparently when you dive into the ocean, you get wet, and then you roll around in the sand, sugar cookie. So, don't recommend that, but you did it very well, and I think there was some wagering, and you came up in the, made a little money doing that, so that was good. Anyways, yes, we are very thankful for our youth, and we really believe that we want to make them an emphasis for kids' church, for youth, because really that is a great time for people, for boys and girls, for young men and women to really grow in their foundation of Jesus. So we have a high importance on that, and Isaac is doing an amazing job in leading our youth, and my wife, awesome Susie, for that kid department. So anyways, I am thankful to be here on Circle Summer Sunday. I have been thinking about doing this for years and years, and the reason why I love doing this, actually, I'm saying that past tense, it's an experiment, we just are now doing it, but the Holy Spirit is in us. It's in me, it's in you, and so when we have a chance to discuss and talk about the scriptures, what you have to say is more connecting and impacting, it's just as impacting as what I have to say, because it's the Holy Spirit that gives us revelation. And so during this message, it's going to look a little different. I'm going to take three little breaks, and we're going to have a discussion question, and you're going to have 3 minutes to talk about that discussion question. So here's the thing. There's no pressure. If you really don't have anything to talk about, you don't have to talk about it. If you're new, this is a brand new experiment. We've never done this before. But I just thought it'd be neat to gather us around to where we can share our thoughts on the scripture and what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. Last week, Paul Michelson kicked this off. He did a great job talking about Colossians and how really our identity is in him. And he was talking about how truth leads us into fruitfulness. So if you missed that message, it's online. But let's just go ahead and take a second and we'll pray over this service as we begin. Heavenly Father, thank you for your church. Thank you that you call us the body of Christ. And it's important for each of us to function well. It's important for us to be connected. And I thank you just for the community and the people of Streams Church. Lord, I thank you for all the churches in this valley, Lord, for what you're doing in Arizona for what you're doing in our country and around the world, Lord. May your presence be felt. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and dive right in. We are going to start in verse 15 of Colossians. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, but if you have your word, if you have your Bible, you can open it up with us, and it'll also be here on the screen as well. So, it says this, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made all things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything, say everything. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all, who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. There was a story of a child, and he was drawing a picture of Jesus. And his mother said, oh, hey, son, what picture are you drawing? He's like, oh, this is a picture of Jesus. And his mom didn't want to discourage his son, but she says, you know what? The problem is nobody actually really knows what Jesus looks like. And the son confidently told his mom, well, that's why I'm drawing a picture of him. You see, it says that Jesus is the visible image of an invisible God. He is God. He is the one. This passage here, it's one of the strongest statements about the divine nature of Christ found anywhere in Scripture. Jesus is not only equal to God, but he is God. And we worship and we live for him, and he is supreme over all creation. Christ is the source of salvation. Say amen. Amen. So he is the visible image of an invisible God. And the word here in the Greek represents an exact revelation and representation of God. So I thought it'd be fun today to take communion together, acknowledging that Jesus is the supreme God, that he made everything, that it's through Jesus that we get an image, an impression of what God is like. And Jesus told the disciples, it says, do this in remembrance of me every time that you eat. So if you will, you can grab the bread and you can pass that around. You can either take the little wafer from the cup, or you can actually take the bread. And I have bread today because it symbolizes that it was his body that was torn for us. That as he went to the cross, his body was pierced and torn for our forgiveness, for our healing. And so you can take a piece of that bread. We'll just pray and take communion together. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for your body that was broken. Thank you for the cross and all that you did to satisfy the judgment against us. God, I thank you for the forgiveness of sin. And Jesus, we ask your forgiveness. And today we acknowledge you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I thank you for the work that you've done in our lives. And I just pray that as we take this cup and as we take this bread, that you would be glorified in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go ahead and take the bread. It's amazing to think about all the sacrifice that Jesus did for us. We're celebrating our independence, our freedom, but it was really for freedom that Christ came, that we would have abundant lives. And so the question that I want to talk about today, that will be the discussion question, is it talks about that Christ is the head of the church. And so there's two questions that you can answer. Again, we're going to give you about 3 minutes that you can talk about these. Number one is, why is it important for Christ to be the head of the church? And if you want to answer the second question instead of the first, you can do that as well. But what does it look like if Christ is not the head of his church? As leaders, we want to promote Christ And speaking of the body being torn and forgiveness and healing, it talks about as Jesus went to the cross, it's for our healing. We have some get well cards. Pastor Lloyd, who founded this church, he just went through his surgery and it was successful. So he is home now recovering. And Lori got some thank you, some get well cards. And so if you want to write a note to Pastor Lloyd, there's cards on your table. You can go ahead and do that. But we're going to set the clock at 3 minutes and you guys can discuss about why is it important for Christ to be the head of the church. So time starts now. Go ahead, and anybody who wants to start, they can start talking and you can share your thoughts. Go ahead. All right. All right. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. I know we're cutting this short, but you have a chance to kind of talk a little bit about it. It's really important for us, and I say this to our staff, that our number one priority is to point people to Jesus, that we are not the salvation. As much as I want to have the answers for you, as much as I want to be able to provide and be the source, I'm just a person. I'm just like you, and I need God's grace in my life. And so the best thing that we can do as Christians, as brothers and sisters, is really, like Susie was talking about, point people to Jesus. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Okay, here we go. Colossians, starting in verse 19, we'll read through 22. It says, "For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace," say peace.
Peace.
"He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." That's why we take communion. "This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him. Why? Because of your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without," get this, "a single fault." In God's eyes, because of what Jesus did on the cross, as you put your faith in him, in his eyes, God sees no single fault. And this statement is kind of repeated in 2 Peter. We need to understand that God wants everybody to come to repentance. His salvation and his work on the cross was for everyone. In 2 Peter 3:9, it says, "The Lord isn't being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he's being patient for your sake. The reason he isn't coming back soon is because of our sake. He doesn't want anyone to be destroyed. He wants no one. He wants everyone to repent." So here's the questions. We'll have 3 minutes on this. In verse 20, it says, "Christ made peace with everything in heaven and earth." So the question is, what does it look like to have peace with God? What does it look like to have peace with God? Let's set a timer for 3 minutes. Go. All right, all right. 10 seconds. Go ahead and wrap it up. Okay, I know it goes fast. I know it goes fast. Okay, here we go. The last passage, starting in verse 23, it says this. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Do not drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world. And I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. So this is an interesting thought. It says that we have to continue to stand firm on the truth. That the culture and the winds and the pressure and the stress will make us rethink, and it will make us maybe cause a doubt. Just like what Peter, he turned his attention to the wind and the storm and the water. And he began to sink. So here's the question. What happens if we drift away from the confidence that we have in Christ? And I think all of us, well, I'll speak for myself. I definitely have had times where I've drifted away from Christ. But I want you to talk about this. Maybe there was a time that you drifted away, that you've come back. But what causes people to drift away from the confidence in Christ? And if you have drifted away, what's brought you back? Maybe there's some habits or some patterns that you've put in place. So go ahead and discuss this for another 3 minutes. Go ahead. All right. I just want to throw out here, I want you to continue to talk. But this service, we thought we wouldn't bring the band up to close in a song because it might stop communication and discussion. So at this time, you are officially released and dismissed. I know some of you guys have kids. You guys all did so well. Give yourselves a big hand. But you're dismissed if you guys want to leave. We will have popsicles out in the lobby, but you're welcome to stay as long as you want to and discuss about these things. Thank you for being a part of this experiment. And again, if you're new, we're glad that you stuck in there and hung in there. You'll have to come back next week, and we'll have rows and everything like that. If you are done and you want to help stack the chairs and get our chairs back in a row, you can, but continue to discuss, and thank you for coming. Also, one more thing. If you do need prayer, we will have a prayer team right up here, and we would love to pray with you. If you have questions about your faith or want more information about Jesus, please see us before you leave. Thanks so much for coming.